Photographs, some of which include written thoughts and notes from the minds of the veterans who took them, are on display in all four levels of the Market Arcade. But the first elements of the Odyssey Workshop one will notice upon entering the atrium are a series of blue tapestries hanging up high.
You see cyanotypes, which are life-size self-portraits of the veterans, each of whom laid down on a tapestry in the bright sun and left an impression of their body and adorned the other parts of the tapestry with elements that give it symbolic meaning and weight.
That's Brendan Bannon, a photographer who conceived what became the Odyssey Workshop, a program during which veterans would be provided with cameras and equipment to create images of their journey, from enlisting in the military to deployment to combat settings to returning home and living the experiences, good and bad, following their combat experience. Julian Chinana is a co-instructor for the Odyssey Workshop, a combat veteran and a Purple Heart recipient. We first met him last fall, not long before he and Bannon began working with other veterans. One of the workshop projects was to use double or multiple exposures to portray images of what they might be dreaming.
All the images that came through, especially when we started really delving into like the double exposure projects, the dream projects, and kind of incorporating those times overseas and how they kind of came back with everybody. It was really powerful to see that other people were experiencing the same types of things that I was, and that these veterans that are, you know, just starting out with photography through these workshops, some of them do have some experience with the photography, but just trying to kind of use photography as this dialogue and opening up this conversation of like, these are the things that we've been thinking and these are the things that we've been feeling, and being able to start to express that to others was really strong for me, because that's the whole reason that I started in photography and that I was really interested in this program.
One of the multiple exposure photos portrays several copies of one man's face expressing various emotions, surrounded by written thoughts and yellow pills. It was created by Stephen Schultz, the Erie County Council VFW commander, who was one of the students.
I found it very powerful, and it also encompasses some of the journal entries we did, where we would write what we were feeling about something, and that's how I was feeling at the time, and I find it very powerful.
You say you can't escape the thoughts, you know, sleep brings on these. I have to ask you about the pills. I mean, did you have to turn to drugs to cope? Are those sleeping pills?
I did not necessarily turn to drugs per se for pills to cope, but I may have found alcohol or things of that nature. Much like many other veterans find in their lives, they come home and they can't necessarily deal with what they've been through, because the whole process is, we get into war, we get into the army, and we spend months on end being trained how to be warriors. And then on the way out, we turn in our ID card and walk out the door. And so that can be difficult. There's no real guide. There's no one there to hold our hand and say, this is how you need to be. This is how you reintegrate back into society.
Schultz's other images and written accounts tell the tale of a doll head which served as a talisman out in the field. The exhibit covers many more sensitive issues, such as the guilt of losing comrades and even veteran suicide. One of Schultz's works, a double exposure, is of a veteran with a gun to his head, while a young child stands behind him looking.
I find it very important that it's acknowledged that society loses 20 or 22 veterans a day to suicide, and that's sort of my way to show that this is a real thing. We have to look at this and acknowledge it and accept it. But we also have to deal with it and figure out how to handle it and make it go away. How do we help the veterans going forward? How do we help them overcome the stress that they have of the war?
And putting the child in there was the important message, that it's while the veteran may be the one contemplating, how many other lives get impacted by that?
It's ripples. It's a ripple effect. If one veteran takes their life, it ripples through the community, through the lives of their families and their friends. And it impacts everybody in the community.
The Odyssey Workshop got underway late last fall after Bannon found partners in SEPA Gallery and the Veterans One-Stop Center of Western New York to bring the project to life. There were three 12-week classes for veterans and a family caregivers class scheduled, but with the help of One-Stop, which took on the caregiver session, a fourth class was opened. Bannon says one thing visitors should not think is that this exhibit is an end to the Odyssey.
What I see is a group of warriors who've come together And found purpose in photography, found purpose in newly forged friendships, have created opportunities actually to transform their lives and the lives around them through the tools of photography, the concepts that were shared in the workshop.
But there's a question of how to keep this odyssey going for more veterans. Lawrence Bros of SIPA Gallery says plans also call for production of a book once the money can be raised.
Right now we're trying to finish up our fundraising for the catalog. There's going to be a whole catalog that will document all of this. It's going to be very powerful for the veterans to have and as well as for the public to see once this exhibition closes. And there is a waiting list at the Veterans One Stop Center, so they would like to see another iteration of this. We would also like to, I kind of joke with the veterans and say, well, SIPA's become your new VFW post, and they can come here anytime and use our facilities. We have the dark room, the digital imaging facility, but I'd like to find a way to fund keeping it going so that they can gather maybe twice a month and just come together, because that's been a big part of it too, is the advantage of just having a place to come to and to share and to actually work on something together collectively.
The exhibit is free to the public and, due to its popularity, has been extended through December 28th. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.